Rav Shmuel Amar. In the Mishnah, it said that if you have a Isra of Meiser Sheni, which your father left you as inheritance, so then you can eat on that, on the basis of that, 11 and 1/100th Isarim of grain. In other words, we assume that that one of Meiser Sheni corresponds to 11, which were already properly redeemed, 11 and 1/100th. Now, we mentioned right yesterday the 1/100th of Allah is lav dafka. It's really 11 and 1/9th, because that's the proportion. But the 1/100th is meant to be representative of the Trumas Meiser, which you can eat here, because we assume that the Trumas Meiser was taken off externally and not internally. That was in a nutshell what we said yesterday. So now the Gemara is going to say that out inside, and Shmuel is going to say, Shmuel Omar, lo matzia tanya. The truth is that the specific amount over 11, which you can eat, cannot be specified. Why is that? Because it's not it's an irrational number, right? Because it's 1.111111111. And therefore, instead of saying it's 11.111111111, so then they just say it's 11 and 1/100th, connoting the Trumas Meiser aspect, but then not getting into details. Why is that? In Yasim Chad La'asara, even if once you've taken 1 out of 10, right, working the other way around right now, we said that if you take my Trumas Meiser, take Meiser Sheni off of grain, so you take 1 out of every 10, which means it's a proportion of 1 to 9, right? So now you have, let's say you took, you have 10 upon which you want to take Meiser Sheni externally. So you have to take 1, which potters up 9. And then for the next 1 which you have left, you have to take 0.1, right? Which potters up another 0.9. And then you have to take another 0.01, which bothers up the remaining 0.1, and so on and so forth, ad nauseum, although eventually it's going to be infinitesimally small and won't count anymore, but that's what you have to do. So that's what Gemara says, it's not possible to enunciate that concept sufficiently well. The Shmuel Amar Lo Matzi Tanya, you can't say exactly what number you have to take off, because it's an irrational number. It's 11. It's 1.111111111111. So therefore, it means in yasiv chad lasor tochel mesiv chad lameya. If you took off 1 for 10, you have to take off another 1/100th. In yasiv chad lameya, if you took off 1/100th, tochel mesiv chad lameya, you have to take off 1 for 1,000. Yasav Chadal Elf, once you take off 1 for 1,000, Torah Lemesav Chadal Aser Salaf, you have to take off 1 for 10,000. Again, it's a point of ever diminishing returns, but you have to constantly take off in order to make up that irrational number of 0.111111111 and so on and so forth. So therefore, instead of saying that this that you have to constantly be taking off ever smaller amounts of a proportion of 1 to 10, so the Braisa, the Mishnah just said you that this one Isser, Meiser Rishon, exempts an Isser and 11 Isser and 1/100th of an Isser, lav dafka 1/100th, but the shear of whatever additional is necessary. Okay, is that clear what's going on here? We just chazed over that point from last night, that it's an whenever you're taking Meiser Sheni off externally, you come up with an irrational number of how much you have to take off, because it's going to be 1.111111111 and so on. Yeah, okay. Says more. Hurry, Rabbi Yudan, Beishamai, but it's a typo, it should be Beisilo. Beisilo, by the way, that's for you. Beisilo, Omrim, Bevadai, Echorasor, with Mayasora. By Demai, it's by Vadai, so then you have to, then you assume that the father didn't take off Trumas Meiser. You assume that the father did take off Trumas Meiser, and therefore it's you're allowed to eat up to 11.11111, etc. Over Dmai Asura, by Dmai, I say that he only took off corresponding to 10. Meaning only the mice, only that which corresponds to the mice Sheni is rectified, and he might not never taken off the mice original Trumas Mice, so I can't rely on anything more than 10. Says Tani Bar Kapora Bain Bidmai Bevada Echodasorain. Both by Dmai and Vadai, you get to eat a full amount corresponding to what Maisa Rishon would have rectified and what Trumas Maisa from it would have rectified. Hor Rabbi Yudan Be Rabbi Sholom, Rabbi Yudan Paskin Asa Rabbi Sholom, Ke'adol the Tani Bar Kapora. Like Bar Kapora said, that even if you knew it was Dmai, you still assume that the father of the Amorites took off both the Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni, and that's why what you can eat corresponds to 11.11111. How's this? Because they should begin base Hillel. The time of our component base Hillel, Krabi Lezer, base Hillel, Krabi Lezer, Krabi Lezer, Omar, on Emin al Shani, Nemin al Nemin Rishon. If you believe that Maisa Sheni, you also believe in Maisa Rishon as well. Now, the next few lines are not relevant to our Gemara. They fell in here by mistake from Dmai, where that sugi of how much you have to take off is mentioned. Amar Rabbi Yossi Divrei HaKolhi. Everybody agrees, but not concerning anything we said previously here today, but rather everybody agrees that there's no concept of Dmai on Maaser Sheni. When Amoritz gives you Maaser Sheni, I assume it's not Dmai, but it's definitely Maaser Sheni. Why does it say? Because the also Osokito Sefes on Bikurim, they made it like additional amounts of Bikurim above beyond what you have to give. Mato Sefes on Bikurim, Nechos Betar, or Beturim in the Dmai, just like additional amounts of Bikurim are eaten and you are tor, and you're exempt from Dmai, because we assume that the Amoritz protects properly that which he's bringing up as Maaser Yerushalayim. I'm saying Alcham Mishum Sheni, but the Rishon so too in this case. The Matos says Bikurim Nechos Betar Pedurim Dmai means just like the additional amount which you add on Bikurim in the base of Mikdash is exempt from Dmai, because I assume it has the status of Bikurim. So too Avka Zen Alcham Mishum Sheni, but Rishon. So also here we say that this can be eaten because it's Sheni and it's exempt from Rishon. Why? Because here I trust the guy that he must be stomach, he did both components, and that's really returning to our Gemara after that digression into Dmai and to be Bikurim. Atz Rabbi Chanina, B'shem Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Lezer, he. And in fact, Rabbi Chanina named Rabbi Yossi said that this basil is going to Rabbi Lezer, that a person who's penalized is believed to say that is believed to say they take to you know is well, it's not really penalized him. Person who left the Maaser Sheni is believed to say that he also took off Maaser Rishon, or I even assume in this case, since his father is of course dead, I assume they took off the Maaser Rishon properly. Okay, says the one Mishnah further. Kol HaMos Anim Toim. Any money that you find in the street, no matter where you find them, except in the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi says the Rega, when people bought a lot of Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, so then Arelu Chulin, you assume that the money is Chulin. Aflu Dinar Yisoyim Mekes HaMos, even there's a wide array of coins. I say the coins were not hoarded for the purpose of creating Maaser Sheni, but were hoarded just to safeguard a treasure or whatever the case may be.
These are in the streets of Yerushalayim.
What?
They found these coins in
anywhere outside Beis HaMikdash.
So why don't they think that it's...
Oh, no, I'm sorry, you're right. Anywhere outside Yerushalayim.
Outside
Yerushalayim, yeah. Okay? Matzah B'Soch and Cheres, what did you find in the money?
What?
The Moshe says he saw him in Yerushalayim. Which means in Yerushalayim, I assume that it's not from Maaser Sheni. Okay? Why?
Because
you have a rope. Most of the money wasn't Maaser Sheni.
Certain times a year, though, it was.
True, but we're talking about other time. We're talking about off peak then here. Okay, so
the
still considered chulin that halachi and kosh shana without the benims of bishari mos hashana.
Yeah, only on Yontif. I didn't say that, only on Yontif. Sorry, I meant to say that. Only on Yontif, the Mishnah doesn't hold true.
That's right.
Okay, because they didn't bring Maaser Sheni there. Okay. About few the noise of my kesef amos, even money of even if you find gold and silver and copper together, which means it probably was redeeming one on the other, one come on the other. Nonetheless, I don't consider that there's any meiser money there. Matzah b'sol cheres. If you found a piece of pottery in the hoard of money, because of a meiser, and it says a meiser. So then. We assume that's meiser. I raise a meiser. Ma'amitza clay keli because of the korban. If you find a vessel and it says on the vessel korban, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ima yashal cheres, if it was a pottery vessel, hu chulin. I assume that it was chulin previously, and anything in it was chulin because most people don't make a kli cheres korban. It's not usually done. And
was made out of pottery, toilet. Then we assume that the pot may have been well trafed. Trafed. What?
You say
toilet? Yeah, it's cool, it should be. Sorry. Imaya cheres. I should not be this tired tonight. I don't know what's going on. It's a tough week. Says her, Ima Yashel Cheres, Ima Yashel Cheres, Hu Chulin, the vessel itself is Chulin, Umashim Soch a Korban, that which is in it is a Korban.
But it says Korban doesn't mean hectish?
Anything, it depends. Whatever it's more suitable for. Yeah.
Money
designated for Korban, money designated for Maizer Sheni, payrolls from Maizer Sheni, and so on and so forth. If the vessel is metal, who carbon that the vessel itself is a carbon? That which is within it is chulin. In other words, cheres is never made to carbon because then it's going to get ruined and you have to break it. So therefore, I say only the contents might well be kadosh. However, the exact opposite is true by metal. By metal, the outer keli is what's kadosh, right? It can be constantly kosher. So therefore, I'm not afraid of making a korban, because if I don't want to keep it as a korban, or the korban and it becomes noser, I'll just, remake it, whatever the case may be. However, then the contents of the korban, no. The vessel itself is a korban because it's reusable, so therefore, why shouldn't they make korban? Mashab so chulin, but that which is in it is considered to be chulin. Amrulo, so they said, nice try, but ain't there from the Adam Leos konsim chulin be korban. Most people do not bring chulin into the base on mikdash. That's what it really means. And therefore, chulin inside the metal keli, right? So therefore, in the metal keli, even not just the metal is tamei, but also the money inside is also tamei. Because mistama, it was a metal to keli, which is tamei. So whatever is in it is tamei as well. Okay, is. It's carbon. It's right. I don't know that whatever's inside becomes a carbon. They argue and they hold it's a carbon. Right? Meir holds only the vessel itself is a carbon. Right? Meir holds even what the rabbanon holds whatever's in it is a carbon as well. Mistama, as the vessel goes, so the contents go. Okay? Again, it's a chumra. And we still assume that the whole thing is a korban. Amotzi keli, somebody finds a vessel. Ukasavul of kuf has a kuf on it. We say it means korban. Mem means meiser. Dalis, dmai. Tes means tevil. Tov, truma. Why didn't they worry about Truma? Because they didn't want people to know that it was Truma. Rabbi Yossi Meir did because of time and danger. Rabbi Yossi Meir, no. All these, he argues at Tanakama, he says that all these abbreviations are names. They don't have any indication of Kotter status. Okay? Rabbi Yossi Meir Bukun, Shemus Adame. Rabbi Yossi Meir said, you should know. Paris, you find a barrel and it's full of fruit. Because I love Truma, it says Truma on it. I assume it's chulin. Why? Shani Yomer, I say, Eshtakat. Last year, when you made the market, and I some layer of payroll through a truma, then it held fruit of truma. Upina, but in the meantime, that is all gone, that whole crop. Homer leave no, so therefore now you assume that whatever it's this year's is what its status is. Homer leave no, when somebody says to his son, Meister Shani Bezavizu, I left you Meister Shani, this is his father's last will. I left you Meister Shani in that corner. You find the money in another corner, I raise the chulin, I assume that the money is chulin. Even though it's the same amount the father said, $250.66. Making up that sum. Then I still assume that it's chulin because I say that this is not the money which he left. Yeah, well, here we're talking about specifically grain. In other words, he says, I'm going to leave grain in one area of the house, and you find the same amount of grain somewhere else, I say it's not the grain he was talking about. If he said the grain I left Meister Shane, this is not Meister Shane. Okay?
Cool. So he's finding it in another place, same amount of grain. But
yeah, it's still not Meister Shane because I assume it came from somewhere else. How Omer leave no? My chamber again. Omer leave no. My chamber is of his own. Most of his own is chers. He finds it in another corner. Arei luchul. It's cool. Arei shamon. Most of his own. What if the father said that you'll find $100 there and he found $200 there? Masai and most of mono, or vice versa. That he said there was a 200. He only found the one hundred. So.
Distinctions between money versus produce.
What?
The distinction is between money versus produce?
No, it's the same thing, isn't it? Aresha.
The first part we said was cool because we said it was grain itself.
Yeah.
Now we're saying it's money, so there was a call miser because presumably.
Yeah, but look at the first place. Aresh Amon Amot Amsayim. If he left, if he says leave 100, found 200 there, Ashar Chulin, and the rest of it is Chulin. Right, it's still not like the fruit, because the fruit, I say, the whole thing is. No, it is like the previous case. Again, Aresh Shamona, the fellow's dying said there's $100 there. Amot Amsayim would find $200 there. Hakoch Ashar Chulin. I assume that everything is.
No. 100 of it is my sir.
You're right. You're right. The rest of it is Mitchum's Meister Shani. Similarly, me also, Masai, we left 200 Matzah Mona. In that case, they say how called Meister. Everything is Meister, because I assume that whatever's left is the Meister. Yes, but what? Is this not internally consistent?
I'm just trying to
yeah. But why isn't that the same principle? You found it somewhere else. I mean, they wanted to discuss that by money, but you found it somewhere else. So that would be the same thing to find the grain somewhere else. I'm not mukhayif to then to redeem it or. I assume that you're not mechuyev certainly to give you.
It's not the same because in the money there'll always be part of the money in blue.
Yeah.
Meister. In the grain, if you find it someplace else, the whole thing is
I understand. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Well, I think it's two different. I don't think it's two different.
He's going to cut it off.
Why not? I saw someone.
Because in the grain,
yeah.
It's either all or nothing.
Yeah.
In the money, it can be half of it, can be.
Oh, I see. That's a good argument. Okay. It's divisible as opposed to it's not divisible. That's possible. Okay, I like that. Okay. Shaloto says more further. Shalotomar. Well, why do you have to tell me all these abbreviations and stuff in our mission? Is it obvious? No. Shalotomar should say, oh, man, aim derech miyodam, lasos kate. Since people don't do that. Yehei sheni, so let it be miser sheni. Yeah, so this time we're about the mixture of coins in the Mishnah, where you say it's all chulin. So why you say shlotam rather than derech miyodam lasos kei? Since people don't normally do this. Yehei Shein, so therefore it should be Meiser Sheini. What should be Meiser Sheini? I don't know why we're not taking Meiser Rishon into account here. Some reason not taking Meiser Rishon into account. We're talking about this case where you found the money. Of course not. We're talking about you found coins. Found gold, silver, and copper coins all jumbled together. So I must say, don't say that. I say as soon as there was a Rosh Chodesh this is all. I don't assume it's Meiser Rishon. I assume it's all Chulin, right? So isn't that a partial? So that's why Shlotomar Elvein Derech Miyodam Lasos Kein, since people don't mix and match their coins so frequently, right? So Yehei Sheini, so I might say that it is Meiser Sheini. L'fum Kein Tzarech Meimer Chulin, that's what has to tell us that it's Chulin. In other words, that I don't assume it's Meiser Sheini, I assume it's just Chulin, even though you have various different denominations mixed together. Tani, we learned, Aleph Dal Ches Tes Resh Mem Tov, we found any of these, Truma. And it's a valid truma. Now, truma, not specifically truma, but it is some form of restricted access to you. Meaning, the aleph, karmeso. It's the first, which is like bikurim or like truma, same concept. Dalitz demai, which means it's not forbidden, but has to be still rectified first. Ches chelbo, it's the best, which means that it's improper. It's improper for a person to eat it because it's truma, right? It's truma. Test, two votes the best. Reish, reishis, the first. Mem, maisa, the slightly different variation. Truma, we're talking about truma's maisa. Tough, truma. There's a tough, it's truma. Baishin, if it says here he changes the girsa, the Rosh Sule and others, they say base pay shin. If it says a base, a pay or a shin or shiny. Bays, Bayshin, Shaney. It says, there is a way to read it. His correction is not clear. Beishin, if it says a base, it's Meiser Sheini. P, pay means it's also a Meiser Sheni. You pay, and then Yud is Meiser. Why is Yud Mem Meiser? I'm sorry, if it says Yud Mem, then it's considered to be Meiser. Yeah, because Yud is a tenth, which Meiser is, and Mem is actually the first letter of Meiser. So if I'm Bez, it stands for two, which is Meiser Sheni. If I'm a Pei, it stands for the statement of obviously redeeming. And if you find a that has to be redeemed, and you find a Yud Mem, also in this case I say it's Meiser altogether. You have to send. You have to. To redeem it before you read it, or you have to use this money, you shlime, and so on and so forth. Meiser ir purkan, if you find written on a barrel, there's the Meiser of the city, and it is redeemed. L'shem Yossi, if you find it says a barrel that this is Meiser for the purpose of Yossi. L'shem Shimon, the purpose of Meiser, for the purpose of Shimon. Lalos Bochum Yishlaim, you find it written that this Meiser is for the purpose of bringing up to Yishlaim. Chulin. I say in all these cases it's Chulin. How so? On the Yoimer, I say, even though it sounds pretty much like Meiser Sheikh, it says take her up to Yishlaim, I say, Sibolos also Benayim, they decide to make a caravan. A trip, a class trip to go to Yishlaim, they're going to eat it on the way. So there's no indication that it's bona fide Meiser Sheni, could be it's just wayfarers' food. It's food they're going to eat along the way.
It's labeled.
Right, but I can still get out of it. In other words, I assume it all has to do with Meiser Sheni as long as I'm eating the Rabbana. It's all the Rabbanas, therefore we let him get away with all these things. Okay? The rice, I don't think we let him get away with all this cool if it'll be the rice. It's my impression. I can't prove it to you, but I'm pretty sure about that. Adkadun, that's all by it should be. It's a typo here. Yeshanos. By old vessels. So even though they have letters on them, here's another reason to be makel. And the Yoimel Esmo Isomalea Truma. Last year was full of Truma Pina, now you removed it.
So they recycled them.
They recycled them. Kiodah, like this Misa. The Rabbi Yon and Rabbi Yossi have a shoot in the garbe. Rabbi Yon and Rabbi Yossi were partners in wine. Katamach Rabbi Yon when Rabbi Yon died. I'm Rabbi Mona, Rabbi Yossi, Mona. The son of Rabbi Yoina said to Rabbi Yossi, his father's erstwhile partner, any barrel which it says Rabbi Yoina is mine because he's my father. Amar lei, so he said, baloney. Ishtakin have a didach. Last year it would have been yours because last year's when we made all those bottles with the name Yoina on it. So I would have agreed to you that's your father's, brother, your father's. However, last year was yours. Ishtada today, DD, it's mine. Okay? So he says that even though it has the name Yoin on it, but it doesn't mean that we didn't share those bottles as well. So therefore, we assume that the shukvah applies to that as well.
Except this was just a partnership issue. This was not a Meiser Sheni issue.
But it's the same principle, right? Could be that by old vessels. Maybe could be the use change over time.
Maybe people don't recycle barrels from Meiser Sheni.
They probably did. It was very expensive to make things back then. No mass production. Okay, but I don't know. That's what I assume. Matzah b'megufaso. It's similarly if you find the letter on the lid of the container. Hareu kosov ala meiser. If it says on it that it's meiser.
It says the word, not just the mission.
Yeah. No. He's right. When it says the word Meiser from last year, so I believe it, except why did I believe it? L'chor, maybe it's a different vessel than last year, right? Maybe they put something else in, so that was what I wanted to say. So, Hareo Meiser, it's considered to be Meiser, although the Gemara doesn't explain, he explains it because the seal is broken whenever they want to drink. So if it's tampered with, it would be evidence that it's resealed. Since he says an old seal and the seal looks old, so we assume that he is telling the truth. And that therefore therefore we say that no, he says it's a new seal. He wants to say it's a new seal, and therefore the wine in there is what? Meiser.
Oh, it's this year's.
This year's wine. So we say no, because you know why? Every time you open the lid, you break the lid, so it can't be last year's lid. So it's got to be... Oh, wait. Maybe you're right. Say it again what you wanted to suggest a moment ago. He finds a new seal. In that case, I say for sure it's Meiser Sheni. The question is when an old seal says Meiser Sheni. So then we say it's not Meiser Sheni.
The old seal broken?
Okay. No, it's got to be Meitzer Sheni regardless. As long as the seal's not broken, it's Meitzer Sheni regardless. Why? I say Manavshach. If it's new, so it's new. If it's old, last time he took it out, he would have broken the seal and made a new one. Because barrels, you don't break the barrel, they're not disposable. So therefore, whenever you open up, you make another seal. So therefore, he's saying that this it might well be that it says on the barrel something which defines as being part of an estate of somebody. So then, that's not broken each time, and maybe that's an old sign, not a new sign. But to say that to say what we're saying here that it's on the top on the lid is broken and reformed every time they use it. So if there's a lid on here which still says truma on it or tough on it, so mistama, I assume that it's truma, nothing else. Okay? Is that clear? Yeah? Okay. Says Amara, nischalfulo. What about if they got switched? What does that mean? Tamatim learnt over there by Masech the Beitza. The halach is that before Shabbos or before Yontif, if you want to take birds on Yontif, you have to designate them. So Tamatina, what happens if Zeman Shkorm, you went into your barn, or your dovecot, and you saw black doves, or black pigeons, and you designated them. The next day you got up, Matzah Levonim, you found white ones in your hen. There's no sack of flour which covered them from head to toe either. Or vice versa. Levonim, you wanted to have white ones, Matzah Shkorm, the next day you found black ones. Shnayim umat the shosher. You had two the one night, and next day you had three of them grazing there. They're all asurim because I don't know whether what's produced properly, and what's not produced properly, and so on and so forth. Did I skip? Shlosha umat shnayim mutarim. If you start with three and you found two, so then it's okay. As I say, 100 got lost, but the 200 was originally there, so that's okay. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yasser said, the Rebbe. This is going specifically to Rebbe. The Tani we learned, in our Mishnah, we had the case where you were supposed to find 200 and only found 100. Hamona Nita, Divi Rebbe. The money which you found is nito, meaning has to be taken up to Meitzer Sheni to Shlaim is Meitzer Sheni. It is Meitzer Sheni according to Rebbe. Rechachomim say chulin. It's chulin because not like we said before. Even if you find 100 less than you started with, so I still assume that it's Meiser Sheni, it's not Meiser Sheni. The Meiser Sheni money is gone because it's not the same sum which was left there. So this is a new kind of money. So the what?
That would be equivalent to the grain issue where the grain was found in another part of the house.
Yeah, and it's not like the case in Beitza. Because the beta, we said, if you left 300, and now there are 200 left, so then I say, left three birds, and now there are two birds left, so I say these two birds are 203 which are originally there. Here we're not saying that, right? Okay? So it says the Gemara, so the chords are chachamim. Because of Amar Divrei Kolli, so we never say no. Truth be going like everybody there in Beitza. Shani Ibigozolin. Birds are different. Shadak and Lifrach. One can normally fly away. One can fly the coop, and you'll still be left with two. But money doesn't move on its own. If $100 of the sum you were told is missing, so I assume that somebody took the 200, put another 100 there. Otherwise, it wouldn't be 100 there. Money just doesn't take off spontaneously. So my stomach, somebody made a switch. Okay? No, because he'd be a fool. Right? It's taking, Manavshav, it's taking it without permission to take the whole 200. So he must say, he took his whole 200. Somebody else came and put 100 there. Okay? Rabbatani Rab Chalafta Ben Shol said he had dover because only he had dover be beitzim. Rabbi Chalafta Ben Shol said the we're asking Akasha that his name is true, says Rabbi Tata Chalafta Ben Shol, whether you start with birds or you start with eggs. Right? Our eggs don't normally fly away. Yeah, there we say if you've started off with three eggs and now you found two eggs, we assume it's okay. Even though they don't fly away on their own. So heavy to Rebbe, so it must be like Rebbe, right? Because again, like Rabbanon, we should say that the original eggs are gone and these are new eggs, right? So says the Gemara, no, we can still say a difference. You know what? Tama nuwe niyachu matzo. There I say, he left the birds and he found the birds. Or he left the eggs and he found the eggs. So therefore, in that case, since he's the one who left them and he found them, so therefore I say that he should recognize them. Chachamim say he doesn't recognize them. Something's wrong. It must be that these are not the ones he left. Even though it's less of the pool, and I might say one rolled away or something, I don't say that, because otherwise you should recognize them. However, over here, Baram Hocha, it should be Avi Vinech, his father left him, Ubinoi Motza. In other words, he is now responsible to recognize it. So therefore, over here I say that it's possible that it's the same money, half of the same money. Okay? Says more. Right, because again, he didn't recognize it because he wasn't there to begin with. Rabbi Boom Bar Kaku Bar Koin Amar Kum Rabbi Yisa. He said, "Rabbi Yisa, b'shem Rav Acha, name Rav Acha. Hori Rabbi Bar Zavta, Rabbi Bar Zavta Paskin. B'maiser Sheni called it the Rabbi. Then whatever something's missing, I assume it's the original substance missing something. Hareishem itzdar Maiser Shalavi. Okay, now actually that's the end of the sugya. Now we're starting a new sugya. A person was upset because he can't find his father's money, which his father left him as buried treasure. Near lo b'chaloy, so his father comes to him in a dream. It says kach v'kache, there's so and so much money. Over makuplenia, go deeper, dig under the oak, and you'll find them there. Asuv the kumi the rabbanon, something like this came from the rabbanon. They said divrei chalom aslo ma'am lo maridin. Dreams don't make a difference, yes or no. Now, the thing is like this. His father also told him, that's the Levi Shlaim brings down. His father told him it's my Sersheni money. I left you a pot of gold, but it's my Sersheni gold. So then, what the Gemara is being Mechadish is, he goes, he digs, he gets the gold, he doesn't have to bring in his my Sersheni though. He doesn't have to bring in his Meister Sheni. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yonah asked, Mitztair v'chame, the person was agonizing. I another detail on the Tosefta is, the son himself thought it's Meister Sheni money. So his mitzvah is yearning to find this Ma'aser Sheni money. V'chomi, and he saw his father in his dream come and say, they're yours, but they're Ma'aser Sheni money. V'atamarta, you're going to say that he doesn't have to assume they're Ma'aser Sheni money. Says Gmaram Rabbi Yehesi, Rabbi Yehesi said, lo mistabra do lo. This doesn't make sense except ba'u de lo mitzvah v'chame. The only time I say that he does that he gets to keep the money, it's not Ma'aser Sheni, is where he didn't think of Ma'aser Sheni during the day. Baram hacha. No. Lo mistabra do. It's not mistabra to say that he does that. It is Ma'aser Sheni, like Tosefta says, except in the case where he didn't himself think and agonize over finding the Ma'aser Sheni before the dream. In that case, if his father came to him in the dream and said it's Ma'aser Sheni, he's got to believe his father. But here in our case, where the Gemara says you don't have to assume it's Ma'aser Sheni, why? It's Kemad Bar Nash Have, the way a person is who call him, that's the way he dreams. In other words, in our case, I say the reason why he heard his father say it's Ma'aser Sheni money, wait, don't bury under the oak, is because he was thinking that it's Ma'aser Sheni money. So it was a self-fulfilling dream, as opposed to a case where he wasn't thinking of Ma'aser Sheni at all. In that case, if the father tells him the dream that's Ma'aser Sheni, he's got to listen to the father. Okay? Is that difference clear? Well, it's Freudian. Yeah, it's Freudian. The thing is, it's important to remember that it has preceded Freud by 1,500 years. Okay? Rabbi Yavir said, my David Yos, somebody wants to do well, other Rabbi Yosi, and he only consumes its Ma'aser Sheni money if he did not think of Ma'aser Sheni at all when he asked to see the dream. If he did think of Ma'aser Sheni when he thought to see the dream, it's Ma'aser Sheni, then whatever he finds is not Ma'aser Sheni. Chai banach osa gabi Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta. Certain individual came to Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta. Amar Lehi said to him, Chamis b'chumoi, I saw him a dream, Mis Amar Lehi, this is brilliant. They're saying to me, Ozu le Kaputkia, go to Kaputkaya, vat mashkech madla avuch, and there you'll find your father's treasure. Madla little means a load. What do you mean? Ozu avoy da u gafu le Kaputkaya, mean the yoyme? Did your father ever go to Kaputkaya in his life? Amar Lehi, lo. He said, no, my father's never in Kaputkaya. Amalei, so he said to him, Ezo money eser sharyon, go base on. Go and count 10 rows of beams in your house, but mishkachach madla de avuch, and you'll find your father's treasure, tchos kapa de kuria, underneath the 10th beam in the roof. Why? Because kapa in Aramaic can mean beam, and dudakya is Greek for 10, right? Deca. So the dream, Kaputkaya, this is mamish modern dream interpretation. The dream, Kaputkaya, is the place name, took the place of 10th beam, right? Deca, Kappa, Kaputkaya. It's brilliant. Okay? Chavanach, Asagavi, Rabbi Sechlaft, another individual. It worked, yeah. Well, they wanted to say, but I'm assuming that it worked. Another individual said, "Chamis b'chumoi, I saw in my dream, lavishchad kodek zayis. I was wearing a crown made of olives." Amalei said, "That rismroimim olib sayyoymin. You'll be upraised after several days." Asachad Choron, another one came. Amalei said, "Chamis b'chumoi, I saw in my dream, lavishchad kodek zayis. I was wearing a crown of olives." Amalei said, "That milky, you're going to get flogged." Amalei, so they said to him, "Rebbe, lahu gavra marta dat misroimim." To that guy who said you're going to be uplifted. The guy himself said this, sorry. Lahu gavra, to the guy who came before, "Amarta dat misroimim, you said you're going to be uplifted." Falia amarta dat ma, okay, to me you're saying I'm going to get flogged? Where's justice? Amalei, so he said, "No. Hahu hava bin natsaya. He saw olives when they were budding in his crown. Vad b'chavdai, you saw olives as twigs in your crown." So budding means greatness.
twigs means flogging. Chavon Ashasak of Rabbi Yisrael Shmuel of Rabbi Yisi. So an individual came to Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yisi. Omar Lane, he said, Chamiz Bichomo, I saw my dream. Mashka Zesa Moshach, I was giving olive oil to an olive tree. I was, you know, irrigating it. Omar Lane, so he said, Tipach Ruchedu Gavra, may your spirit expire. You had relations with your mother. In other words, you poured oil on the olive tree, meaning you went back to the source, and this is incestuous relations. What? Time and Hunger says what? Yeah, but this is all psychological. What? Another one. Amar Leisi says, "Chamisu chemoi." I saw in my dream. Ene nashko chaverta. One of my eyes kissed the other one of my eyes. Amar Leisi said, "Tipachruche deu gavra. May your spirit expire." Lachose have a chachim. You had relations with your own sister. I saw in my dream that had three eyes. So here it's much more simple. He said, "Tanurim at Ovid, you are a maker of ovens." Tatinach to your own eyes, veini the tanura, and another one was the eye, meaning the opening. In the top of a tanur. Remember, Perakiro was the opening on the top of the tanur. Chaban Ashasagam Yerushma Rabbi Yossi. None of the visual kids are Rabbi Yossi. Amalei said, Chamasil Chamai Isli Arbo Ilti. And I saw my dream that had 4 ears. Amalei said, Milui At. You are a wine. You fill wine barrels. Tied to Naich, two were your own ears. The tied to Undergarb, the other were the two ears of the jug. Right, because jugs have ears, the handles on. Chad by Nash, I saw Gabi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. None of the visual kid, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Harmer Lay, so he said, Chamis Michamoy, saw my dream. Briyasa, Akin Mikume, all the creatures are fleeing from before me. Harmer Lay, so he said, that Mises Isaiah, you're going to bring torches. I guess he was a torch bringer, you know, he used to bring fire, a lamp lighter. So everybody flees from you because they're afraid of your fire. I was wearing one notebook, the Trey Asher Luchin, which had 12 leaves in it. Amalei, so he said, Istavodo Gavra, your donkey saddle pack, Isbe Trey Asher Marakon, has 12 rips in it. You know, just like a pad is broken up, so too your saddle bag is broken up. Chaman Ashras Gavra, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, non the visual kid, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Amalei said, Chamis Chavoy, I saw me swallowing a star in my dream. It's in the Bavli as well, Brachos. Amalei, they said, may you expire, Gavra, you doikot, you killed a Jew. You see, it says, Dorach Kocha Miyakob. There came out a star from Yaakov, so Jews are like stars. Chaban Ashasi to come, Rabbi Yerushmob, Rabbi Yossi. Amalei says, Chamis Chimoy, I saw my dream. Call me, Da'u Gavra, that my vineyard, Masi Chasin, is growing lettuce. Amalei, so he said, Chamra Da'u Gavra Mefuk Basis, your wine is going to go out and become vinegary. Vad Minsum Chasin Vitzava Kavsin, and you're going to take the lettuce and use the wine vinegar as a salad dressing. That's why you saw lettuce in your vineyard. Chaban Ashasak of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Amalei. So he said, you said to him, Chamis Chimo, I saw my dream. Meet Marli Hochen. I was being told this. Zrak Etzbacha Nachas. Throw that which is in your fingers. Amar Leh, so Rabbi Shmuel Leh said, Havli Groiv, and Amar Leh, pay me and I'll tell you what it means. Amar Leh, so he didn't pay him. The next day he came back. Amar Leh, so the next day he said, Chamis Chumoy, I saw my dream. Midmar Leh, it was said to me, Hachin, the following. To have a napach bepumach, there will be breath in your mouth. Amar Leh, so Rabbi Shmuel Leh said, Havli Groiv, give me wages, and Amar Leh, I'll tell you what it means. He didn't give him wages. Finally, a third time, Armalei, so he said to Chamisa Chamoy, I saw him a dream, Hachi, Zaki Vetzbach, pick up your fingers. Okay? Armalei, so he said to him, listen, you idiot. Lo Amit Loch, Havli Agri, didn't I tell you, pay me? Van Armalech, and I would tell you, Kad Idmar Loch Hachi, the first time you were told to throw that which was in your hands, Noch is Dilfa Bechitach, it meant that drippings were falling on your wheat. Dilfa means literally the drippings off the roof, and I guess it's a negative thing. Kad itzar malocha chen, when you got the second warning, intpechon, your wheat got bloated. Obviously, it wasn't growing wheat; it was wheat which was packed away in a warehouse. Your wheat got bloated from coming to contact with such water, just like a person's breath bloats them up. Finally, when you're told, Zaki Vetzbach, pick up your fingers, it's just like the grain, it means Tzamchin. They started growing already. And once they start growing, they're ruined. There's nothing to do with them. You can't grind them and use them anymore. Okay? Chad Chute Amar, a certain Samaritan said, Ana Ezu, I'll go, Mafle, make fun, Bahadi Tzavi Udoi, this old Jew. Asil Gabe, so he came to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Amale said, Chavisil Chumoye, so I'm a dream. Arbaz in four cedar trees. Vaba Shikman in four sycamore trees. Maknisa, and I saw also a bunch of reeds. And Adra, which were the bunch of reeds was the weight. Adjutors are the weight which a ox can carry, which an ox can carry. Fa'u Gavra and I, Yossi Mitrach, was sitting and dozing off. That was the dream. Amalei said, Shmuel Rebbe said, Tipachu Chelu Gavra, may your spirit expire. Leisa Dan Chalam. This is not a dream. You didn't dream anything. But Afilu Kain, nonetheless, Leisad Nofakrek, and he ain't going free from this. Abate Arze, the four cedars, Abase Shitase Darsa, are the four parts of the frame of the bed. Abba Shikmin, the four sycamores, Arbaat and Kurte Darsa, the four bed legs. Maknisa, or the four posts. Maknisa, the reeds, Margulosa, are the legs of the bed. Adra, what you saw, the load, Dolatina, that was the load of straw for the mattress. Torto, when you saw the ox, that's Etzba Asa, which means that was like, here it says, a hide, which was spread, a hide which is spread on the mattress. Because they used to make a mattress of straw and they used to have a hide spread on top of it. Fa'u gav, Yosef Medrach, now which he was sitting and sleeping. Fa'u gav, Ravi Gabe, you're going to lie in your bed, lo chayiv lo mis, not alive and not dead. In other words, you're going to be an invalid for the rest of your life for having come to mock me. And of course, that's what happened. The Chan Havasla that occurred, befell him. I don't know. I guess if you're a dream interpreter, you know the dream just made up. Chad Isa Itisa, a certain woman should be Itisa, not Isa. That's the guy Rabbi Lezer came from, Rabbi Lezer. So this is one of these great theological problems, this following Gemara. Amar Leh, as he said, Chamis b'chamayas on my dream, Tinyesa the Bible Besa Mitbra. I saw that the beams of my house are breaking down. On my law, so he said, that molibar means you're going to give birth to a son, the dchar, a male son. Azul, she went, the other bar, and she had a male son.
We saw Yoimin another time, as the boy lay, she came back to look for Rabbi Elazar again. Amr la tamidoi, and his student said, Lay suach is not here. Amr la, but they said to her, Mat boyimine, what do you want to ask him? Amr la, so he said to them, Chamis ayit, so I saw my dream, b'chamoy, in my dream, tinyesa again, the bais of mispara, that my house is being broken down. Amr la, he said, that boy by the true the Talmidim said you're going to give birth to a son, the char male, ubal the eat the some mates, but just like your house broke down, your husband's going to die. Kadash Rebbelezer came back for wherever he was to newly of them. He told him the story. Arm alone, so he said to them, "Ketaltu nvan nefash, you killed the husband. Lama why? Shena chaloyim aleich elach harpisrono. The dream follows the interpretation. Shenema says, "Vayika asher pasar lano kenoya." Like it's interpreted, that's what happened. You killed him. Arm Rabbi Yechud. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol chalom is hochin al harpitronim. All dreams are self-fulfilling prophecies based on the interpretation. Chus miyai, except for dreams about wine. Which? Kol chalom is hochin al harpitronim. Except wine is in the middle. That may be. I don't remember. I never saw it. I should say. Yeshay siyayin betovlo. This is absolute. Some people drink wine and dream it's good to them. Yeshay siyayin betovlo. Some people drink wine and dream and it's bad for them. Time chalchem shayse betovlo is good for him. I'm more choice because it makes expands his horizons. I'm more choice of a rallo on our strength. It's bad for him because he does it to drown his sorrows. So an individual came to Rabbi Akiva, so he said, Chamis b'chemoy, I saw in my dream, Rigli Katina, my leg is being chopped off and made smaller. Seems like a bad thing. On my leg, so he said to him, the Moado Maise, what it means is that a regal is coming. Get it? Foot, regal. So a regal is coming, a yontif is coming, and it's going to be short, meaning it's going to be lacking flesh, because you won't have any meat to eat. So he interpreted the dream, which had such a terrible ramification, on a much more moderate level. And that's what happened. As the Chachorin Lagabe, another one came to the house, to Rabbi Akiva, and he said to him, my leg was bloated, it was fat. So he said to him, about your interpreting more Adam, I say, the Yontav is coming, the Islach Kupa Tzagi, you'll have a lot of meat. Okay, just like the leg is fat. Now, this is a beautiful one. Chad Batami to mean Rabbi Akiva, certain to Rabbi Akiva, have a Yossi view sitting. Vapi was shining, his face was turned, he was depressed. Amr Loei, so Rabbi Akiva said, Mao came, what's going on here? Amr Loei, so he said, I'll tell you, Chamisa Chimo, I saw in my dream three things, class million question, three difficult things. One, Ba'adrat made mice, you're going to die in Ador. That's what they showed the Talmud. Two, Venison Lays Acham, you're not going to see Nissan. You'll die in Adar, you're not going to see Nissan. Three, Umada Zara Lays Akanash, that which you plant, you're not going to be able to gather. Armor Lay, Surabi Akiva said, Klaseyam Tavininun. They're all three good things. What does it mean, Ba'adar at Mayas? It means, Ba'adrador Raisa, with the glory of Torah, which comes on people who are maimis atzmo Torah, who put themselves to death by struggling so difficult, so long, and so diligent in Torah. With that, you're going to be uplifted. Which could mean one of two things. According to the Levi, means you're not going to have miracles. Miracles only somebody who's not meritorious needs to get. But you'll have enough schusim that you don't need a miracle. Or the way the Levi Yerushalayim interprets it, it means you won't have any nisyonis. Nisyonis means nisyonis. You won't face any tests. Umadat zara lesa knash. And what does it mean that what you plan you're not going to gather? Madat molin. Any children who give birth to lesa at kvar you will not bury. They will remain alive. Okay? Perek Chamish.
In the dream where the fins were breaking down, how come you interpreted that as the first that it was a son that was being
Yeah, but the woman's giving birth is like the house breaking open, so can you interpret it positively? It's not what the Lev Yerushalayim says. It says a different shot, but that's my shot, and I like it. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Kerem Evai. This is a Mishnah which appears above Metzia as well in the Gemara. Kerem Evai, you have a vineyard in its fourth year, which of course it could be redeemed. And the coins by the Shlaim has status of Miser Sheni. All the crop can be in Yerushalayim, or you can redeem the crop and buy food in Yerushalayim. So in order that people should know not to take for eat from it, but sign also they would mark it with clumps of dirt. So wayfarers should know that it's a Revai. Orla, if it's a pathway, if it's a field of Orla within the first 3 years, the Charosis, they mark it with pottery, to show that just like pottery has no takana, so to this field has no takana, and even if you're po dead, until after 3 years are up. Until you acquire for 3 years. The shokvogas, if it's a graveyard, and you want to let people know not to go there, so the seed, the mark of the shofech. You take plaster, you melt it to make it extra special pure, and then you pour it in order to mark the grave. Amr Hashim Ben Gamliel. Hashim Gamliel said, it's all true, but Shvi'is, only in Shemitah do you make these marks. Because during Shemitah, all land is hefker, and the guy has the right to go in and take from the land, the Kerem Revai, or the, whatever the case may be. Avo B'Shar Shnei Shavuot, do you have this parenthesis here? Seconds, right. Avo B'Shar Shnei Shavuot, but any other year of the sixth, let the Russia stuff his face and drop dead. Because he's a thief anyway. What right does he have to take your camera via your orla or whatever it is? So the heck with him. Says the pious ones would leave the money over the Voimer, and they'd say, call Nilka Mizeh, Mchulam also. They wouldn't redeem all the Kerem Revai at once, because maybe they themselves would want to take it up Yerushalayim to eat it. But they would say, make it Tznai, whatever anybody would come and eat, would be, as they ate it, would be redeemed on the money they set aside. Kerem Revai Chule. Zuna Shoal Rebbe. Zuna asked Rebbe, Mani Snei, Kerem Revai Netter Revai. What are we talking about in this mission? Is it Kerem Revai or Netter Revai? Kerem Revai is vineyards. Netherby is orchards. Which one is it? So he said, Pukin Shalom Rabbi Yitzchak, go ask Rabbi Yitzchak, Ruba the Great, the Bach Nisle Komas Nisin, who's checked over and analyzed all the Mishnayos carefully. Nafkum Shalom, so they went and asked him. Armelon, so he said to them, Kad Mesa, the first mission, which is this mission and the next mission of Perek, Kerem Revai. They'll tell you about Kerem Revai. The Tzniya, the subsequent Mishnayos, to tell you about Netter Revai. What's the difference? So here explains on the side, the Rash Leo says that our mission is talking about Kerem. Why? Because we're afraid by Kerem people are going to come and partake because they're trellised over fences, so people are going to take from the wine. And the next mission is talking about, the next mission really should be fused with this one. It's talking about bringing up the wine from all around Yerushalayim to be actually drunk in Yerushalayim, not to redeem it, in order to make simcha for the people who came up for Yontif. But the rest of the parak, which talk about more generic concepts, that's talking about Netter Revai and not Kerem Revai. Okay. Let's just a little bit more. Rabbi Yitzchak v'mekabel l'savaya. Rabbi Zira would rebuke the Savaya, the old man, to have and be yomid. Rabbi Yitzchak was still around Rabbi Yitzchak's time, Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba's time, Rabbi Yitzchak Reis' time. Why they didn't learn all the Mishnayos for him? The Rabbeinu Mishnayos so well. Everybody should go and learn from him, and Nebuch, not everybody was Zoicha. Okay, Tani, we learn Kerem Revai, Mitzanya, so Bexuzis Sadoma. Alright, you know, we'll leave this for next week. We can do a block for next week. Okay. What? We did. I got it, though. Are we up to date?